Dear friends in Christ Jesus, as you have probably gathered from the readings that you have heard this morning, today we are going to be talking about faith. Faith is an important thing. Faith is that which by we live. Faith is that which is why that this morning we, with a loud, loud voice, can now say that we are
children of God.
That's absolutely right. We are children of God and we live by faith. Trudy knows that I was setting you up for that already. But yet, as we look at that, that's really what we as Lutherans hold as one of the most important things that we can do and have in our lives. After all, when we look at it and we look at how Martin Luther has described it, that we as Lutherans, we live by faith alone, by Scripture alone, by Christ alone. And that really is the center of our lives. But yet, today, there are a lot of people that talk about faith, and what I want to kind of say this morning is this. Have you ever really thought about what your faith is? Have you ever really taken a look at what faith is? Because for some reason, there is some misunderstanding about it out there. Sure, we know the tenets about it. We know what we're supposed to be doing. And we know, as we heard from our gospel lesson this morning, that what we're doing is to put total faith in Jesus Christ. We are to put that total faith in Him to realize that we have nothing in this life to worry about. That God will take care of us. That's His promise, and that's absolutely what He will do. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how hard we work or how hard we try. The reality of it is for those who call themselves children of God, that He will take care of you, period. But there's this idea out there that faith is something that is a personal thing. It's not. Faith is not a personal thing. The relationship we have with God is a personal thing. I want to kind of look at it this way. There was a pastor that every year when he started his confirmation class, what he would do is he would pull out one of these big jars and it would be full of beans. And the first thing that he would do is he would ask his confirmation class, and we've all done this before, guess how many beans are in this jar? And he would put a big sheet of paper up there and he would write all their answers. But then the next thing that he would do is he would take another large sheet of paper and he would put it up on the other side of the classroom, and he would then ask him, what is your favorite song? And they would write up all of those things and they would put up all everybody's favorite song. And he said, now, let's take a look at this list over here. And he would tell them how many beans were in the jar. And he would say, which one of these were right? Well, that was pretty easy to determine. Either you had the right number or you didn't. But then he went over and he said, well, which one of these are right? Well, he started to argue with him and said, Pastor, says they're all right. Said, none of them can be wrong because those are, it depends on what your preference is. It depends on what your style is. He says, okay, if that's the case, which one of these is your faith? Is it like the beans? Or is it like the songs? Well, the problem with it is that as they started to discuss this and everything, at the end of it, the pastor told him, and says, faith is like the beans. It is either right or it's not. And they wanted to argue with him and everything. And of course, you know, after the class was done, they said, well, it depends on who you are. It depends on your style. And see, that's the misunderstanding that we have in this world. Faith is not about your style. Faith is not about what your preferences are. Faith is not about that. You see, the problem is that when you start to think that faith is a preference, that faith is something that you can determine, then you end up like a lot of these other places out there that start to accept, even churches that have started to accept sinful things as right. Faith is simply one thing, and that's believing in Jesus Christ, believing in that person. See, the problem with the two of them is that what happens is that for that person that thinks that faith is a stylistic thing, they're putting the emphasis on the wrong thing. They're putting the emphasis on themselves. I'm the determiner of that. I'm the determiner of what's right and wrong. I'm the determiner of what style I choose to be. And see, the thing about it is faith cannot be like that. Faith cannot be based upon me. Faith always looks to the person in which you have faith in. And so if our faith is in Jesus Christ, the only way that it is right, the only way that it is there, is that I believe in Him and what He says and exactly what it is. Which means that when He says something, that I believe it, and that settles it. That when I say that when Jesus Christ says this is a sin, then I believe it, that settles it. That's it. You see, that's the reality of what faith is. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't understand that. The thing is I can have faith in whatever I want. You see, only when we have faith in Jesus Christ, then do we work on that relationship. And then it's the style of life that we live. And of course, if we believe in Jesus Christ, what life will we live? Well, we'll live a life that's pleasing to Him. We'll live a life that seeks to do the things that Christ wants us to do. We'll live that life that seeks to just simply trust in Him. Now, of course, we all know that's a little easier said than done, right? Little easier said than done. Because I can look at here, and I know I've had conversations with you guys, and I know that you guys are professional worriers. You make it, if you're not professionals, at least it's a good hobby of yours. Because you worry about everything. But what we have to realize where that comes from is it comes from Satan trying to talk us out of it and say, can you really trust this guy over here? Oh, look at Jesus. Can you really trust Him? Is He really going to do the things that He says? After all, He hasn't done them yet. There's things that we've prayed for. There's things that we've asked for. There's things that we look for. I still don't have that red Ferrari sitting out in my parking space out here. And that's where Satan likes to get in there and he starts to talk about that, doesn't he? Well, come on, did he really say? Is he really going to do it? But see, that's really what faith comes down to, is simply trusting. As our epistle lesson is it's trusting in things that we cannot see. It's trusting in things that will happen to us that are there. Most assuredly, it's trusting in the fact that there are new things that God has for us and we await those things to come. That's what the Scriptures talk about when it says what we need to do is we need to build up those treasures in heaven. You see, we live in this world as if this is our home. That this place that we live in is where it is. We live in this world as if that little house that I have is really the place I'm going to be forever. But we have to remember that we are just simply visitors here. We're just simply traveling through because we have an ultimate home. In fact, our epistle lesson started out with the whole idea that for those who live in faith in Jesus Christ, that it is always pushing us forward. It's always pushing us to do better. It's always pushing us to help our neighbor. It's always pushing us to want to be out there in the world and proclaim His message. It's always pushing us to live a life that's better than what this world offers. Because we know in Jesus Christ we have a home, and that's in heaven. That's living with Jesus Christ, and that is ultimately what the goal is. Yes, we can't see it. If I was to ask you, what does that look like? Well, we've got the scriptural things that say, well, there's going to be streets of gold, and there's a pearly gate, and you know, St. Peter's going to meet us at the door, and all of those kind of things. But the reality of it is that it's by faith that we know, and it dwells in our heart, that we know that we don't know what it really is going to be. In fact, St. Paul says in Romans this, he says, what we are to become, we do not know yet. But all I know is that the suffering that I hear is going to be nothing compared to the joy and the glory that we're going to have in heaven with Jesus Christ. And see, that is something that's yours. That's something that's yours. It's your inheritance. As being heirs to that, as being, that is yours. And that's what we look forward to. That's what faith is about. It's not about this world. See, the reality of it is that if we choose to want to make faith something that's internal to us, it's kind of like this. There was a study that was done, it's been probably 20 years ago or so. And what somebody did is they went to a racetrack. And they sat there and they asked the people what horse that they were going to bet on. And of course, you know, most people, they're going to look at it and say, yeah, I'm going to bet on this horse and I think they're going to win and everything. But after they made the bet, they asked them again, how confident are you that this horse is going to win? What they found out is that 70% of people, after they placed the bet, were more confident that that horse was going to win. And so they were willing to go back and place more money on it. You see, that's the way that it is when we put ourselves, when we put our lifestyle, when we put those, that when we make faith just simply a stylistic thing, we pick something and we hope that it's going to be there. We hope that it's going to win. We hope that that horse is going to come in. But when we understand that faith is not about us, when faith is not about who we are, but faith is all about Jesus Christ, that one who loved us enough to show us his love by going to the cross, by giving himself up for us, by saying to us, I love each one of you so dearly that I'm willing to die to hang on that cross in order to make you righteous. So that if you live by faith, if you just simply trust in me, you are righteous. You see, that's the great thing about it is the world can tell you how bad you are. In fact, the world makes it a sport to tell you how bad you are. In fact, even our government today tells us as Christians how bad we are. But the thing about it is, who are you going to listen to? You going to listen to them? Or are you going to listen to the one whom we have faith in, and that's Jesus Christ? When he comes up to each one of us and he says, Patrick, you're my beloved child. When he comes up, he says, Alan, you're my beloved one. Or Jim, you're so special to me. You see, that's what he does. That's what faith does. It reassures us that when Jesus says those words, and he says those words to each one of us here, I can speak each one of your name, and that's what he tells you today and tomorrow and then the next day. He says, I love you. Through your faith, you are righteous. Through faith, heaven is yours. That's what faith is all about. That's what it is. And so today, as we go out into the world and we hear all those messages in the world, let us remember that faith is not like our favorite song, but it is exactly like counting the beans in that jar. That it's sure there is one right answer. And that right answer is in Jesus Christ. Faith is realizing that which we hope for and cannot see. And that is exactly what we have in Jesus Christ. Who do you trust? Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
All right. Who do we trust in?
Jesus Christ.
Are you sure? Who do we trust in?
Jesus Christ.
Not the world. So listen to him. Believe in him. Have faith in him. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on our faith, that which makes us righteous in Him. Amen.